Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
hand. And
who had not lifted up
his soul
into vanity,
up his
nor
scorned
his
vanity.
He had received the blessing from Jah-Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Eyes,
the
last the
eye.
Jah, strong and mighty. Jah, mighty in battle. Shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Say,
Emperor
Haile
Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Thank you.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the well. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Mizmor Kuf Yud le David Mizmor. Ne'um Adonai Ladoni Shev Limini Ad Ashit Oyvecha Hadom Leraglecha. Matte Uzzecha Yishlach Adonai Mitzivyon Rede Bekerev Oyvecha. Ammecha Nedavod Beyom Chelecha Behadre Kodesh Merechem Mishar Lecha Tal Yaldutecha. נשבע אדוני ולא ינחם, אתה כהן לעולם. על דברתי מלכי צדק, אדוני על ימינך, מחץ ביום אפו מלכים. ידין בגויים מלא גביות, מחץ ראש על ארץ רבה, מנחל בדרך ישתה, על כן ירים ראש.
مزمور متوزتين بك النف متوصر يداويت مزمور اكزيابير جيتاين الات وچهن الاغرم الرقج اسكادر قل درس بك ان يتكامت عالو اكزيابير يهيلن بتركت زوني لك اللحات بل الات وچهن مكاك القزا كان تقارك ادمو بهايلك ان بك الدوسان برهان هاتبياكو كواسك ادمو كهود ولدك عند ملكة إديك سرعات أنت لزلالم كافر نهبلو زيابهير مالا عيسى السفر زيابهير بك أنيخ نقستاتن بك وطاوك ألي كتاك كتاك شوات بهزام مكاك كلي فردا ريتاو اتشنم يا بزار بسفي مدر لاي راسو اتشني كتاك كتاك بمنقد كفساشو هاي تتاك سلزي راس كف راس كف راس كف راس كف فكاس 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 كف.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Hi, this is another screencast by 2tim316.co.uk. My name is Dr. David Emmanuel and I'm your instructor. Today, what we're going to be looking at is Psalm 1. And this is going to be a slow reading practice for those who want to gain more familiarity with reading some of the word. What's going to be happening today is that we will see a Hebrew text of Psalm 1 appear, And as each of the letters go past, I will pronounce, each of the words go past, I'll pronounce the word and give you a short pause for you to repeat it after me. And that way we should cover the whole of the psalm. So without further ado, Psalm 1. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'etzat resha'im uvderech chata'im lo amad uv moshav letzim lo yashav ki im betochat Adonai heftzo uv torato יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעץ שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא ייבול וחול אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוץ אשר תדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת צדיקים כי יודע אדוני
Derech Tzadikim Vederech Reshaim Toved.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול. וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוץ אשר תדפנו רוח. על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת צדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים, ודרך רשעים תובד.
אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. כי אם בתורת אדוני חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול, וכל אשר יעשה יצליח. לא כן הרשעים, כי אם כמוס אשר תדפנו רוח, על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט, וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים. כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים, ודרך רשעים תובד.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halaka. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu Shamar Hakatub. And here from the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, a Midrash, right here, here, here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'itzat rishaim. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu shamar hakatub. And hear from the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 8 that reads, "Hear, for the opening of my lips shall be right things. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Shimu kia nikadima idabir, ua mifataha sifatai mishari, bits edek akol laim refi, ein bahem nifatala we ikesh." Hear, y'all, shimu, for I will speak excellent things. Kia nigdim idabir, and the opening of my lips, ua mifataha sifatai, shall be right things, me sharim. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. Bitzedek kol imre fi. There is nothing, no thing perverse or crooked in them. Ein bahem nifatal weikesh. Shimu kia nigdima idabir, ua mifataha sifatai meshari. Bitzedek kol imre fi. Ein bahem nifatala weikesh. In Scripture, there is never a word suggesting frowardness or perversity. Thus, we find Scripture speaking in a roundabout way so as to avoid an unseemly term, as in the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 7, verse 8, that reads, "Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean." Min habbehema hatahora, u min habbehema ashara inena tehora, of clean beast. Min habbehema hatahora, and of beast, u min habbehema, that asher are not clean, inena tehora. Min habbehema hatahora, u min habbehema ashara inena tehora. Rav Yudan Bar Manasseh added, "Even when Scripture is about to list the signs of uncleanness, it always begins with the signs of cleanness. Thus, before saying, quote, 'the camel does not part the hoof,' it says, even in Vayikra and Leviticus 11 and 4, 'he cheweth the cud.'" Mima ele hagera. Similarly, before saying, quote, "the swine does not chew the cud," it says, "he parteth the hoof," in Vayikra, Leviticus 11, verse 7. Wahu geira lo yikar, but cheweth not the cud. Wahu geira lo yikar. And so David said, "Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared of I, saying, 'The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people.'" Even here in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. And so David said, "Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared of me, saying, 'The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, to be captain over his people.'" Bikesh Yahuwah Lahu Isha Ki Levavo. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, have sought him, bikesh, Yehovah, lahu, a man, ish, after his own heart, ki lebabo, bikesh, Yehovah, lahu, ish, ki lebabo. Therefore, Alkain, David modeled himself upon his creator. And here, Midrash note, literally, he used his name as a surname of his creator. Literally, modeled himself upon his creator. Literally here, he used his name, Shemo, as a surname of his creator, his Ireta. As his creator refrained from using unseemly speech, so did David. Though David might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked," or, "Cursed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous." Here, another Midrash note, I follow the emendation given in Padua. E.T., the edited text, has here, quote, "Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the righteous." That, however, is no instance of unseemly speech from which Dawid should have refrained. So here in the Midrash, though Dawid might have said, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the wicked, the ratchet," end quote, or, quote, "Cursed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the righteous," end quote. He said instead, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked." Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halaka, ba'etzata rishai, happy, ashrei, beatitude, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish, asher lo halak, ba'etzat rishai, that walketh not in the counsel, ba'etzat, of the wicked, the ratchet, rishai. As Moshe and Dawid and David were alike, so the verse, "Moses and Samuel stood before me," in Yeremiah, in Amos, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1. Moses and Samuel, Moshe and Shemuel stood before me, suggests a likeness between Moses, Moshe, and Samuel and Shemuel. For you find that what is said of the one is said of the other. The one was a Lewi, a Levite, and the other was a Lewi, a Levite. The one built an altar, and the other built an altar. The one brought offerings, and the other brought offerings. The one became king, and the other became king. And here, Midrash note, in the Seder Olam Rabbah, chapter 13, B, Zeb 11, 118 and B, and B, Tem 15a, it is stated that for 10 years, Shemuel, Samuel, ruled as king, as Melech. This tradition is presumably based on 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, and 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3. Also referred to Yalkut on Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, section 292. The one was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and the other was summoned by a call from Ha'el, Ha'elohim. Here, referred to Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Again, Midrash note, referred to Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Indeed, Scripture alludes to this likeness in the verse, even a verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. "A prophet will the Lord thy God raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me." Nabi amikar beka mea acheka ka moni yaki leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tisha maun. A prophet will, Yahuwah will, Jehovah thy Elohim, raise up to thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like to me. To him ye all shall hearken. Nabi miyakarbeka meya acheka kamoni yakim leka Yahuwah Eloheka elayo tishamaun. So too, you find of Moshe and Yirmiyahu, Ermias and Jeremiah, that what is said of the one is also said of the other. Rav Yudan said, this psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, this psalm is the most excellent of all the psalms. And another comment on, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness, beatitude, Ha'ish, the man. Consider these words in the light of the following passage, even a passage from Psalm 84, verses 12 to 13 that reads, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki shemesha u'magena Yahuwah Elohim, chena u'kavod yitain Yahuwah, lo yimana'at ovalachol kima be'etamim, Yahuwah tzvaot, ashrei adam boteach bak. For he who be who he be Elohim is a sun and a shield. Ki shemesh Hu Magen, Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah giveth grace and glory. Chen Awit Kavod, Yitain Yahuwah. No good thing will he withhold. Lo Yimna'a Tov, from them that walk uprightly. La Holakim, Vitamim. O Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzibaot. Happy is the man that trusteth in thee, in the eye. Ashrei Adam boteach bak. Happy is Adam that trusteth in thee. Ashrei Adam boteach bak. Hezekiah Barchiah taught, blessed are the prophets who in figurative language liken the creator to his creation and the planter to his plant. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And again, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So scripture here in Psalm 84, Mizmur Fe Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically the 12th verse, Ki Shemesh, U Magen, Yahuwah Elohim. Jehovah the Elohim is a sun and a shield. Shemesh u magain. And in Amos chapter 3 verse 8, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Ayeya sha'aga, mi lo yira? Adonai Yehoiah diber, mi lo ayinave? The Lord, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? Aye, shag, the lion hath shag, the lion hath roared. Aye, shag, who will not fear? Me lo, yira, me lo, me who lo, not yira, who will not reverence, who will not respect? Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be who he be. Adonai Yahweh, Adiber, hath spoken, Diber. Adonai Yahweh, Adiber. Who can but prophesy? Mi lo yinabe? And further, even in Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2, behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. The earth did shine with his glory. Withimne akavod Elohe Israel ba nidreka hakadima with kolo akola mayim rabim with haareta heira miyakavodo. And behold, withimne, the glory of the Elohim of Israel, kavod Elohe Israel, came ba from the way of the east, nidreka hak Adim, and his voice, wick or low, was like the voice or the sound of many waters, kuk ola mayim rabim, and the earth, with haaret, did shine, heira, heira, did shine with his glory, mi kovodo, with him ne ya kavod Elohe Yisrael ba, mi dereka hakadim, wik olo akuk ola mayim rabim, we haaretza heira, mi ya kavodo. Thus, like this, the prophets speak to the ear by way of what it can hear, and delight the eye by way of what it can see. A further comment on, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Ki Shemeshu Magena Yahuwah Elohim, for he who be who he be, the Elohim, is a sun and a shield. Ki Shemesh U Magen Yahuwah Elohim. Lest you say that as the sun strikes a man down, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does the Holy One, blessed be he. Scripture goes on to speak of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, as a shield, Magen. As a shield protects man, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the whole world. Rav Chiya Barabin commented, Ha'el Ha'Elohim gives light like the sun, the Shemesh, and provides cover like a shield, a magen. A further comment on shield, magen. The shield, magen, here referred to is of the kind known as taris. The Roman iscuta that encloses a man on three sides. Whence do we know that man is also protected on the fourth side? Because scripture says, even in the fifth psalm, Psalm 5, Hebraic, the 13th verse, O Lord, thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a shield, as with a sina. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah, katsina ratzona te itareinu. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Yahuwah, O he who be, we be. Thou dost encompass him with favor, as with a sina, as with a shield. Ki ata tevarek tzadik Yahuwah, katsina ratzona te itareinu. And here, Midrash note, in the two verses cited, different words are used for shield. We have magen and tzina. The latter, tzina, in Psalm Mizmor Hey, Psalm 5, 13th verse, Hebraically, this denotes a large shield, the tzina, a large shield. The smaller shield, magen, is called taris. That is a Greek loan word, tireos. Used in rabbinic Hebrew. It is here identified with the Roman iscuta, that is the Latin scutum, for the miswriting, Persian for Roman, a miswriting easily accounted for in Ivrit, in Hebrew script. A further comment on, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, the Lord giveth grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Ki yashemesh umagen Yahweh Elohim. Chena wikavod iteni Yahweh. Loa yimana'at o balaholkim abitamin. Yahuwah tzvot ashrei adam aboteach bak. Here. Scripture speaks of our father, Abinu, Abraham, our father, Abraham. The word son, Shemesh in the Hebrew, the word son, Shemesh, stands for Abraham. As it is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 41 and 2, who raised up the righteous man from the east? And the word shield, Magen, occurs in the story of Abraham. As it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. The words, the Lord God, were used in addressing Abraham. For we read, even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verse 6, the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a prince of God amongst us. The Lord giveth grace and glory. Gives these to Abraham, to Abraham, as it is written even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That is, walk like Abraham, to whom it was said in Bereshit and Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, Walk before me, and be thou upright. But if this verse means to speak of Abraham, one would expect it to say, quote, No good thing will he withhold from him that walks uprightly. Why does it say, from them that walk uprightly? Because just as HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was a shield to Abraham who walked before him in uprightness, so is He a shield to all men who walk before Him in uprightness. And what does the psalm go on to say? Blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Psalm 84, Hebraically the 13th verse. Ashrei Adam, Boteach Bak. Ashrei, happiness, Adam. the beatitude, the happiness of Adam, Boteach Bach, that trusteth in the eye. The verse speaks not of Abraham, of Abraham here, but of man, of Adam, that is, of every such man. David said, blessed is the man that hath not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halaka ba'etzata rishaim. That is, though thou hast given ease to the wicked, the rishaim, the ratchet, they are not blessed in the ease. Rather, they stand, then, walk about restlessly. Blessed is the man, ashrei ha'ish, happy, happiness, ha'ish, the man, beatitude, the man, ashrei ha'ish. Rav Yudan began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6. Put not thyself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. And here, Midrash, and also the P.E. have Rav Yudan and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah. Alatita hadara lifnei meleka, ua bimakoma gedolim, ala ta'emod. Glorify not thyself in the presence of the king. Alatita hadara lifnei melek, and stand not in the place of great men. Ua bimakoma gedolim, ala ta'emod. But Rav Yudan made his comment concise. Here, Midrash note, the Hebrew word Gimel Reish and Samek or Sin Geres as a concise summary. Rav Phinehas, however, expanded his comment to some length. Rav Yudan said concisely, the way David began the Psalter is the way Moses ends his Bracha, his blessing. And the way Jacob ends his blessing is the way Moshe begins his. Oh, hear, Midrash, literally, where one begins, that one ends, and where this one ends, that one begins. Rav Phinehas began his comment by quoting the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, the 100th verse, from my elders I receive understanding. Miyazik enima ete bonana kia fikudeka na sarti. Full of verse. I understand more than mine elders. Miyazik enima ete bonan, because I have kept thy precepts. Kia fikudeka na sarti. Na sarti. For I have kept, guarded. Miyazik enima ete bonan. And then said, you find that in the beginning, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He Himself, Atzmo, used to bless His creation. As it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Vayvarech otam Elohim lemor, teruah urvuah, and Elohim blessed them. Vayibarek otam Elohim, saying, lemor, be fruitful, peru, and multiply, or rebu. Vayibarek otam Elohim, lemor, peru, or rebu. When Noah arose, Elohim blessed him and his sons, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach, et Noach, ve et banayo, vayomer lahem teruah urbuah, and Elohim blessed Noah. Vayibarek Elohim et Noach, and his son, ve et banayo, and said to them, vayomer lahem, be fruitful and multiply, teruah urbuah. When Abraham arose, Elohim blessed Abraham, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. The Lord hath blessed Abraham in all things. Vayehovah bera kaeta Avraham apakol. And Jehovah, Vayehovah had blessed Barak, Vayehovah Barak et Abraham bakol, in all, bakol, in all things. Vayehovah Barak et Abraham bakol. And how is what Elohim said to Abraham in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, and thou shalt be a blessing, and thou shalt be a blessing, to be interpreted. Wehyeh beraka, wehyeh beraka, and thou shall become, wehyeh, 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 and thou shall be, shall become, wehyeh beraka, and thou shalt be a blessing, thou shalt become a blessing, to be interpreted. Rav Nehemiah taught that Elohim turned over the bestowal of beraka, of blessing, to Abraham, saying to him, until now, it was my responsibility to bless my world. From now on, the bestowal of blessings is turned over to thee, the I. Whom it pleases thee to bless, thou, the I, shalt bless. Yet, when Yitzhak, when Isaac arose, all that scripture says is, Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 25, verse 5. Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Vayiten Abraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak. And Abraham gave all that he had to Yitzhak. Vayiten Abraham et kol asher lahu leYitzhak. On the meaning of this verse, Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, and Ha Rabbanim, the rabbis, differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said, it was the birthright that Abraham gave. Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, said, it was the bestowal of Baraka that he gave. Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbi, said, it was the family vault and the deed thereto that he gave. And here, Midrash notes, Ha-Rabbanim, the Memharan, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, said, it was the family vault. So here, Midrash, nope. The family vault was, of course, the cave of Machpelah, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 20. Ha-Rabbanim, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, must have reasoned thus, like this. Since after this, Abraham was able to give gifts to the sons of the concubines, in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 25, verse 6. He obviously had not previously given all that he had to Yitzhak. Accordingly, the words, all that he had, are interpreted by Ha-Rabbanim, by the rabbis, as meaning, quote, the best of all he had, end quote. That, according to them, was the cave of Machpelah. In any event, observe Rav Lewi, Levi, in the name of Rav Chama, all agree that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, but only gave him gifts. And the reason that Abraham did not bless Yitzhak, Isaac, is to be understood from the mashal, the misale, the parable of a melech, of a negus, who had an orchard that he put under the care of a steward. The orchard had several kinds of trees growing so closely together that their branches were entangled. One kind yielded the elixir of life, another kind deadly poison. The steward said, if I water the trees of the elixir of life, those of deadly poison will share the water and flourish with the others. If I do not water the trees at all, how will those of the elixir of life flourish? He finally declared, in a year, I shall end my stewardship and go away. Let the owner of the orchard do what he likes. Similarly, Abraham said, if I bless Yitzhak now, the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah will share the Baraka with him. But if I do not bless the children of Yishmael and the children of Keturah, how can I bless Yitzhak? Abraham finally declared, I am only flesh and blood, here today and tomorrow in the grave. Let, may, then, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do what He will in His world. Therefore, when Abraham died, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, appeared to Yitzhak and blessed him. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 25, verse 11. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, after the death of Abraham, that God blessed Isaac, his son. Vayehi achrei mot Avraham, vayevarecha Elohim et Yitzhak beno. And it came to pass, vayehi, after the death of Abraham, achrei mot Avraham, that Elohim blessed Isaac, his son. Elohim, vayebarek, and he blessed, vayebarek Elohim et Yitzhak beno. Thus, too, here the Midrash note, thus, too, it happened with Yaakov, with Jacob, in connection with whom it is written, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 35, verse 9, and Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again, and blessed him. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda b'ro'a mia padana aram vayabareka oto. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov, to Jacob again. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov oda. When he came, b'ro'a, when he came from Padan Aram, b'ro'a mia padan aram, and blessed him. Vayabarek oto. When Isaac arose and blessed Yaakov, Jacob, he began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. As is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, so God give thee of the dew of heaven. Ve'yitena lecha ha'elohim amita lahashamayim. So Elohim, ha'elohim, give. Ve'yiten, and he give lecha to the I male. Ve'yitena lecha ha'elohim. So ha'elohim, give thee I mita lahashamayim. Of the dew, from the dew, mital hashamayim, of the heavens. So Yitzhak arose and blessed Yaakov. He began his bracha, his blessing, with the word give. Ve'yiten, as is said, so ha'elohim give. And he give to the eye ha'elohim nital hashamayim. So ha'elohim give thee of the dew of the heavens. And ended it with the word call, with the word call. As it is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 28. Verse 1, and Yitzhak called Yaakov, called Jacob, and blessed him. Vayikra Yitzhak ela Yaakov, vayabarek oto. And Yitzhak, Jacob called. Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra Yitzhak, Isaac called ela Yaakov, called to Jacob. Vayabarek oto, and blessed him. Vayavarek oto. When Jacob arose to bless the tribes, he began berkato, his bracha, his blessing, with the word with which his father Yitzhak ended, as it is written even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob, Yaakov, and Jacob called to his sons. And Jacob, Yaakov, called to his sons. Vayikra Yaakov el banayo. And Yaakov called. Vayikra Yaakov to his sons. El banayo. How did Yaakov end berkato? How did he end his bracha, his blessing? With the word this. With the word this. As it is written, even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 49, at verse 28, this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. This is it that their father spoke to them and bless them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabareka Otam, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Wizot, and this, Wizot, Asher Diber Lahem Abihem, Wayabareka Otam. When Moses arose to bless Yisrael, Israel, he said, Ya'ikob, Jacob, Ha'el, Elohim's firstborn, began Barakato, his Baraka, his blessing, with the word call, and ended it with the word this. Began his Baraka with the word Wayikra, call, and ended it with the word Wizot, and this. I shall begin with the word that Ya'ikob, that Jacob ended with. He therefore began with, according to Debari, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1, this is the blessing. This is the blessing. Wizot habaraka. And this, wizot habaraka, is the blessing. Wizot habaraka. And he ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, Moshe ended with, blessed art thou, O Israel. Ashreka Yisrael, happy. Ashreka, happy is the I. Yisrael, O Yisrael. Ashreka Yisrael. When David arose, he began with the word that Moshe, that Moses ended with. He said, yea, I shall begin to bless Yisrael with the word Ashrei, Ashrei, happy, beatitude, Ashrei. Even here, today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, the first psalm, Psalm 1. The Aleph verse.
Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph verse. Aleph
verse. God bless you. We find your peace out in the God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day. Today.
Watch out for your pony, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
My advice to all
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ethiopia.
Savior stretch forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man. Defender of the faith and Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, empty two nation, Ras Makonnen was crowned conquering lion. A barber than I, father of Africans, with Empress Menenai stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation. Chastisement was upon all African, but some man did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of celestial that to do a call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touched down in Kingston. Would you believe? So said, so done. Bustamante blind, couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missing, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom. You politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow, you just remember I. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the council of the vagabond them. Till I see step with that shit, put the fire upon them. Lava splash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them a plan it from when I said Jamaica. Prison we a drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard, man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron said that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friend. A fat with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the Trinity we slap it upon them. Still I see I a God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress Menen, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that a the vibe where she bring. When sex meta thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb, life is within. She had the melanin of God in light in my skin. Highly still have to slew Goliath with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require me to sing. Now follow all them evil agenda. Beg you to remember I.
The Malachi, Malachi, what's called Malachi, actually in the Hebrew, Malachi, 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 but often referred to as Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 4, to verse 24. Now, ones will say, what? But Malachi chapter 3, according to the KJV, only has 18 verses. But actually, in the Hebrew, the book of Malachi is 3 chapters. And those, how many verses in chapter 4? There are 6 verses in chapter 4, actually, in the Hebrew, connected with Malachi or Malachi chapter 3. So here. Basically, we'll be reading from the KJV, Malachi chapter 3, verse 4, to Malachi chapter 4, the end of the chapter at verse 6. But in the Hebrew, Malachi chapter 3, verse 4 to verse 24 for the Shabbat Gadol, HaGadol, the great Shabbat, the big Sabbath, the Sabbath that immediately precedes Pesach. All right, so here looking at the season, reason for the season. Here in this 2023 year, looking at the eve of the third and the prep, you know, the prep for the fourth, you know, it's on the fifth, but we go the evening and morning according to that order. Evening and morning is one day. But here on the first day service, fulfill all righteousness, like to pick up right here with Malachi chapter 3. It's the Haftarah reading, picking up with verse 4. Ve'arva la'adonai, modern Hebrew, ve'arva la'adonai. More ancient pointing, we arba la Yahuwah, and pleasing, we arba, and arba la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, pleasing or pleasant. Full of the verse right here picking off Malachi chapter 3, verse 4, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Here the Ivrit, B'Shem Ha'av, Habein L'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, name the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Here we begin. We'arba la'Yahuwah, Minchata Yehuda, we'Yerushalayim, Kimei Olama, Ukashanima, Kadmoniot. Kadmon, the Kedem, Kadmoniot. Here the Hebrew says, then shall the offering of Judah, Yehuda, and Yerushalayim, and Jerusalem, be pleasant to Yahuwah. We'arba la Yahuwah. Minchat, the Minchat, the Minchat. As even right here with the Wayera, right? Slika. Wayera, and I appeared. No, for the Leviticus, the Sav reading, we're reading about the Minchat or the Minchat. The Minchat is the bloodless, actually the bloodless offering. It's usually the grain offering with the shemen, the oil, and with the frankincense. But here it says, we'arba la'yahuwah, and pleasantness, pleasing, we'arba la'yahuwah, to Jehovah, minchat, the mincha offering of Yehuda, of Judah, we Yerushalayim, and Jerusalem, kimei olam, as the days, kimei, as the days, olam, as the days of ancient times. This word olam also can be brought out in the context as world, but it means like a time indefinite. But it can also point to a time indefinite past or a time indefinite present. Often, sometimes it's translated as forever. Kimei olam, but the context here is brought out as in the days of old, or the ancient days, kimei olam, ukshanim, and the years, and the shanim, and like the years, u and k, like shanim, the years, ukshanim, kadmoniot, Kadmoniot, as the Kedem, the ancient, the first times, the ancient times. So right here, this is for the Haftarat Shabbat HaGadol, the Sabbath that immediately precedes. And right here, as we ride up with the eve of the first day, right here, this reading from Malachi called Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 4. Ani lechozir, I repeat. We arba la Yahua minchata Yehuda, we Yerushalayim, kime olam, ukashanim akadmoniyot. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress, rephrase, and against those that downpress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear and reverence not me, reverence not I, Amar Yahuwah Sebaot, saith he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah of hosts of armies. For I, Yahuwah, change not, ki ani Yahuwah lo shaniti. And ye all, O sons of Yaakov, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Here, this part here is theme. The people have robbed Elohim, Almighty Power. Verse 7. From the days of your fathers, your patriarchs, you'll have turned aside from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, return to I, and I will return to you, saith Yahuwah Sabaot, saith Jehovah of armies, of hosts. But y'all say, wherein shall we return? Wherein? Almost like how? Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Elohim? Get your rob me, your rob I. But y'all say, wherein have we robbed the I? Ha ma'esir we ha teruma. In tithes, the ma'esir, and in the heave offerings, in the teruma, ha teruma, y'all are cursed with a curse. Yet y'all rob me, yet y'all rob I, even this whole nation. Bring y'all the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in Beiti, in my bites, in my house. And try and test I now herewith, saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, Jehovah of Sabaoth, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall be more than sufficiency. And I will rebuke the devourer for your good, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your land, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the field. Amar Yahuwah Sabaoth, saith Jehovah of Sabaoth. And all nations shall call you happy. And all nations shall call you happy. Ve'imru, ve'imru etekem kol ha-goyim. All nations shall call you. Ve'ishru, the Asher, Asherei, ve'ishru, all of y'all are happy. Ve'ishru etekem kol ha-goyim. For y'all shall be a delightsome land. Amar Yahbaot, if Jehovah Sabaot, your words have been all too strong against me, against I. Amar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Yet y'all say, wherein have we spoken against thee, against the I? Yet y'all have said. It is vain to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked mournfully because of Yahuwah Sabaoth, because of Jehovah Sabaoth? And now we call the proud Asherim, Asherah, happy. Yet, yea, they that work wickedness, righteousness are built up. Yea, they test Elohim and are delivered. Here, speaking of the faithful remnant, here at verse 16, the faithful remnant. And here this section concerns the doom of the righteous and the triumph of the righteous. The faithful remnant, verse 16. Az nidberu yirei Yahuwah. Then they that fear, that reverence Yahuwah Jehovah, ish el re'ehu, spoke one with another. And Yahuwah and Jehovah hearkened and heard. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that reverence, that respected Yahuwah, Jehovah, and that thought upon Shemo, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, saith Jehovah Sabaoth, in the day that I do make even mine own treasure. And I will spear them as a man speareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall y'all again discern between the righteous and the wicked and the ratchet, between him that serveth Elohim, Hailahim, and him that serveth him not. Now here in the KJV, this would begin chapter 4, beginning with the day of the Lord, but actually in the Hebrew, this is still part of chapter 3. There's no chapter 4 of Malachi in the Hebrew. The chapter 4 is part of chapter 3. So here, verse 19. Kihine hayom ba, for behold, kihine, for look and see. Here it is, ki hine hayom, the day, ba, the day cometh, ki hine hayom ba, it burneth as a furnace, bo'er katanur, it burneth as an oven, it burneth as a furnace, bo'er katanur, as a tanur, as a furnace. And all the proud and all that work ratchetness shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall set them ablaze. Amar Yahuwah Sabaoth, saith Jehovah Sabaoth, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. And here, the 20th verse, I want to zoom in on this 20th verse in chapter 3 from the Hebrew. This would correspond with Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 in the King James Version, which sometimes is seen the second coming of Moshiach, or the second coming, the advent of the King Messiah, the second coming of Christ, right here. Verse 2 in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. In the Hebrew, it is Malachi chapter 3 at verse 20. So first we're going to read the KJV and then just go into this. It's very important. So Shema'u li, hear I, Shema Yisrael. Verse 2, Malachi 4 and 2. But to you that fear, that reverence my name, shall the sun, S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. And ye and y'all shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall ports. Here, the Hebrew of this verse, Vizarah, Vizarha, Lakem, וזרחה לכם יראי השמיע שמשת דקה, הוא מרפא בי כנפיה, ויעצתם ופשתם כעגלי מרבק. Here the Hebrew, but to you that fear, that reverence, that respect my name, Zarcha Lakem, Yirei Shemi, Yirei, the respecters of Shemi, of my name, Yirei Shemi, shall the Son of Righteousness, Shemesh, the Son, S-U-N, Son, Shemesh Tzedakah, the Shemesh, the Son of Tzedakah, the Shemesh, the solar orb of Tzedakah, which is brought out here as righteousness. Also, we interpret this in the Hebrew as charity or righteous giving, Tzedakah, Shemesh Tzedakah. Arise with healing. Here the Hebrew Malachi, the English says, with healing in its wings. Remember the King James Version says healing in his wings. Both the Hebrew here and the King of Kings Bible, the Royal Amharic, both reads the same way. This part of the verse, U marpe, and healing, U marpe, bia kanafeha, in her wings, bi kanafeha, U marpe, bi kanafeha, with healing in her wings. So the verse mo better should read, but to you that reverence, that respect my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in her wings. With zarcha lakem yirei shemiya shemesha zedaka, umarpeya bi kanafeha. And ye and y'all shall go forth, y'all shall go forward. We fatem, and y'all shall exodus, y'all shall come out. This going forward can also imply like the Yetziata Mitzrayim, where the Pesah commemorates the Yetziata coming out. Here it reads, we fatem, and y'all shall exodus, y'all shall go forth, come out. And y'all shall go forth, shall exodus, and gamble. Now, gamble is an old word, not that kind of gamble, but like calves. They gamble, they grow up in that sense, you know, they shall grow up, you know, as calves, as the egle marbake, as the calves of the stall. So in the KJV version, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, another one of the KJV Hebraicists, kind of a gender bending in translation, but it should really have read, but to you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in her wings, and y'all shall go forward and grow up as calves of the stall. Ani lechozir, I repeat once again, with zarcha lakem, yirei shemiya shemesha zedaka, uamarpeya biya kanafeha, uyasatema uafishtema k'eglei marbeik. Verse 21, and ye and y'all shall tread down the wicked, the ratchet, and they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I do make, Bayom Asher Ani Oseh, in the day that I do make, Bayom Asher Ani Oseh, saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, Amar Yahuwah Sabaoth. Remember, y'all, the law of Moses, of Moshe, my servant. Zikrua Torat Moshe, Avdi. Remember, Zikru, all of you are called to mind, Zikru, Zikru. Remember, Zikru, Torat, the law, the direction, instruction, Zikru, Torat, Moshe, the law, the direction, instruction of Moshe, Avdi, Avdi, my servant, that I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel, even statutes and ordinances, Asher, Seviti, Oto, Horeb, that I commanded him, Asher, Seviti, Oto, in Horeb, Be Horeb, in Horeb, solitude, in Horeb, Be Horeb, I'll call Yisrael, upon all of Israel, I'll call upon all Yisrael, O Yashurala, Chukim, Ua Mishapatim, even statutes, even Chukim, U and Mishapatim, and ordinances and Mishpatim, and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Hine anoki sholeach lakem et Eliyah hanavi lifnei bo yom Yahuwah. Ha gadol we ha nora. Behold, hine, look, see, here it is. Anoki, anoki, I myself, my personal self. Hine anoki, sholeach, I will send sholeach lakem for all of y'all. Eliyah, 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 Elijah, Eliyah, hanabi, the prophet, lifnei, before bo, before the coming, lifnei bo, before the coming, yom, Yahuwah, the day of Jehovah, ha gadol, the gadol, the great, the big, ha gadol, like we say the Shabbat, ha gadol, the big Sabbath, ha gadol, the big, we ha nora, and ha nora, and the dread, the dreadful. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers, the patriarchs, to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Unless I come and smite the land with utter destruction. And he shall turn with Heshib, and he shall turn Lab, the heart, Abot, of the Abot, of the fathers, all upon Banim, upon the sons, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers upon the sons, with Heshib, Lab, Abot, Al Banim. With Lab and the hearts, Banim, and the hearts of the sons, the children, Al Abotam, to their fathers, Abotam. Pen, Abo, lest I come, Pen Avo, lest I come, Pen Abo, with Hiketi, and hit and strike, Vihiketi, with and smite and hit, Eta Haaretz, and hit the earth, cherem, cherem, with the cherem, with the utter destruction, with the cherem, to make it haram, cherem. And here in the Yehudi, here, because we don't like to seal up, especially on the Shabbat, with a kind of a bad word on the Sabbath, since the Sabbath is supposed to be a delight. The part of the verse, the 23rd verse, is once again repeated. after the closing verse, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite and hit the land with the cherem, with utter destruction. Hineya anoki sholeach lakem. Behold, I will send for you all Eta Eliyah Hanabi, Elijah the prophet, Lifneya Bo, before the coming Yoma Yahuwah, the day of Jehovah, Ha Gadol, Ha Nora, the great, the big, and the terrible, and the dreadful day. So here for the Shabbat HaGadol, as the Sabbath immediately preceding Pesach, this word, this reminder right here, it's a very interesting chapter. There's some interesting notes that, you know, we'd like to go into kind of a more fuller share. Even over here, let's just do this right here before we ride up right here. There was a verse where they pointed to the Ethiopic. I thought that was interesting. I like when their notes, the Yehudi notes, when they be pointing to the Ethiopic, you know, for some light, some illumination. There's a verse right here where it speaks about that verse that spoke about the baraka, that spoke about the blessing. But also a key verse is Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Right? Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, where it speaks concerning, you know, in his wings, but then we found it within the Amharic, I think before we found in the Hebrew, to actually say in her wings, which kind of gives a kind of imagery of that first prophecy, the first prophecy of Scripture. You know, the first prophecy of Scripture, one of the first prophecies of Scripture is concerning the woman who gives birth to that man child, you know, so that healing in her wings, like the mother embracing the child right there, you know, comes out of the true Hebrew understanding and overstanding. But right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, we're going to have a little time right here on the first day service, the Sunday service. Well, and you know, this is the Elijah part that we like to share often on the air. You know, this right here. Let's bring this up here for Eliyah.
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
This part right here is a favorite of the root Rastafari.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, from one Elijah Rastafari to another Elijah.
Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people here in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi,
the whom praises do for
help. It's interesting also that Haile, as in Haile Selassie, the power of, right, in mirror image, right, you know how Hebrew written this way and English written that way, but in mirror image, Haile is Eliyah. Eliyah, you know, Eliyah, since there's no J in the Hebrew, Eliyah. So it's kind of interesting right there, also to that Elijah prophecy right there. But here The book of remembrance.
Then
remember.
They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
Yes, 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 return, turn, turn, turn to Yahweh, truth and life. Yes, I. You have a brick road. Oh.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yeah.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
So here, here, here. Let's just touch on the Salve Torah portion here. Just some Q&As right here. It's the themes, as we begin to understand them, they really bring out even more of the holy seasons and the reasons for the seasons. So here, some Q&A here for the Shabbat Tzav, modern Hebrew, Shabbat Tzav, command, Tzav, command. So here, 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 remember that we had the climax of the revelation at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. That was the commandment to construct the sanctuary, the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the holy place, the dwelling place called the Mishkan and the tabernacle, the tent. Nearly half of the book of Exodus is focused on the tabernacle, which is interesting. Nearly half of the book, second book of Moshe, second book of the Bible, known as Exodus, Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, is focused on the tabernacle. And the book, it concludes with the Shekinah glory, the kavod of Ha'ilahim, filling the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies section of the Ohel, of the tent. Now, the Sefer Vayikra Leviticus, the handbook of the kahuna, of the priesthood, it begins right where the book of Exodus left off, with Ha'ilahim, with the Elohim calling to Moshe from the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, to explain the various, you could say, animal and the grain offerings, collectively known as the korbanot, that may be offered at the new tabernacle. Now, the key thing is that there's a key word where it says, like, if. Got to point to that, point attention to that in the HaTorah and in the Leviticus reading. It says, if a man should do so, then you do it like this, not like they did with the molten calf. Now, in the Shabbat Tzav Torah reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread, many of the Torot, plural of Torah, direction, instruction, often pseudonymously, falsely named laws, you know, within the Western Gentile translation, but the direction instructions, many of the direction instructions of the sacrifices given, right, to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Yasharala, Israel, are repeated. Though this time Moses addressed HaKohani. The difference is that first time it was given to the people, but in the repetition here, the addressing is to HaKohanim, to the officiants, to the priests directly, and provided additional details about how to perform their functions. For example, HaKohanim, the priests, were to ensure that the fire, the ash of the Mizbeah, of the altar, never, ever went out, and that the whole burnt offering, the holocaust, the full consumption offering known as the olah, was consumed as it burned throughout the night. Additional rules concerning the removal of ashes from the mizbeah, the altar, and the portion, the part of the offerings that were given to HaKohanim, that were given to the priests, and the cleansing of the utensils are also given here. Now, each Kohen, each priest in his individual responsibility was obliged to bring a grain offering. And here we have the mincha, as we also had with the reading from Malachi chapter 3 verse 4, where it says, where Arba, LaYahuwah, and it will be pleasant to Jehovah, the Minchat Yehuda, we Yerushalayim. The Mincha. What's the Mincha? In the KJV, the King James Version of the Bible, is translated as meat offering. That's that old King James, you know, English, the old English there. Actually meant more like a meal, something edible, not necessarily dedis. And in this context, it is speaking of the grain offering or the bloodless offering. So each Kohen priest was obliged to bring a mincha, a grain offering on the day that he served in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary. And the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, the high priest, was required to bring a mincha offering each day. Half of that was burnt. Half of it was burnt on the Mizbeach, the altar, in the Shacharit, in the morning, and the other half in the Erev, in the afternoon, towards the evening. Now, grain offerings brought by others were regarded as food for HaKohanim, for the priests. After a handful, that's the Azkara, had been removed to be burnt up on the Mizbeach, the altar. Likewise, portions of some of the animal sacrifices were given to HaKohanim for food. That's after the fat and the blood had been removed, been kashered or, you know, made suitable, been removed and burnt on the Mizbeach, on the altar. So right here, just a little bit more before we get into the question, the Q&As. Now, after these Torot, directions and instructions were given, Hailahim instructed Moses to consecrate Aharon u'Banav, Aharon, Aaron, and Benayo, and his sons, for their service, their aboda, in the kahuna, in the priesthood. Now, it's also very interesting right here that when we get to the operative word, right, the operative word for consecrate, right, is to fill, right, the mela, to fill the hands. The operative context is like the filling, that filling of the hands. So Hailahim instructed Moshe to consecrate Aharon and his sons for their service in the kahuna. Now, this involved washing them with water, arraying them in the priestly garments, and messiahing them. What do we mean by messiahing them? We mean by anointing, right? That anointing of them. This is why we say that Aharon, right, Aaron and his sons Aaron was the first, you could say, messiah, according to the Torah, and his sons would be the first messiahites. That would be to say, like in the Old Testament context, Christian.
What a upper, you know, Tinder gave us life. Free we don't cast, right? Less we don't write. What a upper, you know, Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Hey, yo, what a upper, you know, Tinder gave us life. Free we don't cast, right? Less we don't write. What a upper, you know, Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who not like their rich life. Alright, them a work be the Antichrist. Them want blood be drink, them want flesh be slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's a greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a happen? You know things that gave us life. Free we don't talk, right? Less we don't fight. What a happen? You know things that gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. He say, yo, what a happen? You know Jesus gave us life. Free we don't cast, right? Less we don't fight. What a happen? You know Jesus gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ.
So we see the first black Christ, or the first anointed Mashiach was Aharon, was Aharon, was Aaron. And the first Messiahites, anointed ones, were his sons. So right here we have the consecration, the filling, which involved washing them with water, arraying them in the priestly vestments or the garments, anointing, messiahing them with the holy shemen. Remember one of the ingredients in the shemen, the kene bosom, the kana bosom, right? One of the ingredients. Now, during the ordination ceremony, a chatat, what's called a sin offering, chatat, to lack, to miss, a missing, a sin offering, a chatat offering, and a olai, burnt offering, were slaughtered on behalf of HaKohanim, the priest. And then there was a special ram, a ram of ordination known as the El HaMiluim, the El. It's interesting because El, Ha'el, power in the Hebrew, El. Then we have Ayel, which is like a ram, right? But it's from the sense of strength, right? The El, Ayel, HaMiluim, the ram of the filling. Literally, the ram of the filling, Ayel HaMiluim, was slaughtered. Now, some of the ram's blood was put on the right ear, right thumb, and the big toe, right, of the right foot of Kohanim, of the priest. And the rest was sprinkled around at the bottom and around the Mizbeach, the altar. Now, the sacrifice was then waved. Right, the tenufa, the waving. Now, what we find in the wave offering is almost like a symbolically in the priestly sense of the Hebrews was like making that sign of the cross, the four cardinal points, the wave, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and its meat was eaten with unleavened bread at the entrance known as the patach, the entrance to the Mishkan, to the sanctuary. Aharon Ubanayo and his sons were thereafter required to remain within HaMishkan, within the sanctuary, for seven days and nights until their period of consecration or filling was shalem, was perfected or was complete. So right there, just getting a brief overview, right? An overview right there. And let's ride up right here with a few of the basic, right? A few of the basic questions. Yes, Rastafari.
Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked. Between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
So here, speaking of this Shabbat Tzal command, basic Q&As right here. See how many we can kind of go into and better understand, and overstand this Torah. As it says in the Malachi, it says to, remember Zikru, remember the Torah to Moshe Abdi, the Torah of Moshe, my servant, right? What can we learn right here? First basic question right here for Shabbat Tzal, what is the Hebrew word for holiness? More better set apartness. We say Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. This is from the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic root, Kadash. Kadash in the Hebrew. We have the equivalent of Kedeset, like in the Ge'ez and the Royal Amharic. So we have the Kadash, Kedusha, Kadash. That means to set apart. Set apart. Many times it's translated as sometimes sacred, sometimes holy. There's a lot of different kind of words they use, but the basic operative sense is to set apart, kadash, right? Saints, right?
What ones who call saints or holy ones are called kedoshim, kedoshim in the Hebrew. So the word for Hebrew word for holiness, kedusha, from kadash. Word for holy ones, kedoshim, set apart ones. Basic question number two here for this RSS number 25, 25th sabbatical study. Question number two, what does the word korban mean, chaverim? This is a general word for offering or a gift. It's from the Hebrew root karob, from the karab sense. Karab, that means to come or to draw near, to come near or to draw near. The plural is korbanot. So we have the korban, something that's brought near, and the korbanot, those things that are brought near, the plural. Korban, singular, korbanot, plural. Question number three. Let's list the names of the five types of offering of korbanot. What are the five types? First, we have the ola. Ola, from the Hebrew Allah, means to ascend, the ascension offering, giving Yahweh all that smoke, sweet savor upon the fire, the ola, ascending, the whole burnt offering, sometimes referred to as the holocaust, the full consumption offering, the ascension offering, the ola. Secondarily, we have the mincha or the minka, which is translated in the KJV as meat offering, but actually is a meal offering. Directly, it's the grain offering. Thirdly, we have the shalamim from the shalom root, like for peace. The shalamim are the well-being offerings called the peace offering. Fourthly is the chatat, the sin or the lack, the ukri, the sin, the lack, the forfeiture, the sin, the lack offering. And fifthly is the asham, the guilt or the trespass offering, the asham. So what are the five again? The ola, ascension, mincha, the grain offering, shalamim, peace, well-being offering, chatat, the lack, the sin offering, the asham, the guilt or the trespass offering. Now, there is also a toda in the Hebrew, which means like to say thanks. You say, as a short way of saying thanks, toda, right? Tawada. But it also has a sense of praise in that sense. There is also a toda or a thanksgiving, the toda, the thanksgiving offering. In Amharic, that would be like miskana, the miskana offering. The toda is the thanksgiving offering, and that is a type. It's actually a type of the shalamim. It's a type of the peace offerings, the well-being offerings. Five again, ola, mincha, shalamim, chatat, and asham. Fourth question, basic question here. What kinds of living creatures or animals could be offered, according to the Torah to Moshe at the Mishkan, at the sanctuary? Defect-free or blemish-free cattle. Oxen, either the male or the female, the male, the bull, the female, the cow. Sheep, the male or the female, a ram or an ewe. Goats, male or the female, the buck or the doe. The poor could offer turtle doves and pigeons. And if they were so poor, they could offer the grain. Usually the poor did offer the grain offering. Fifth question right here. What had to be constantly on the altar, on the mizbeach? What had to be constantly on the altar? Answer, Aish, fire. Isat, fire. Aish of the burnt offering, the ola, was known as, in the Hebrew we call it the tamid. That means like always, like a continual, or in a sense perpetual, the continual, zoeter, the tamid. 6 and 12, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. The evening sacrifice was kept burning throughout the night. The evening sacrifice, the Erev, the evening sacrifice was kept burning through the night until the flames could kindle the wood for the Shacharit. Shacharit, the morning burnt offering, the morning Olah, ascension offering. On this, the ancient teaching, it comments continually, Tamid, even on Shabbat, on Yom HaShabbat, Tamid, continually, even in a state of impurity, continually. During their journeys through the desert, when the Mizbeach was covered with a cloth of purple wool, the Esh, the fire, was placed over it, a copper bowl. One Rav Chia had said, the fire is Yitzchak, is Isaac's, as it is written even in Bereshit in Genesis 22 and 7. Behold, here is Ha'esh, here's the Esh, and the wood, as Yitzchak had said to Abio, to his father. Question number 6, what time of day did HaKohanim, the priests, place the wood on the Mizbeach? What time of day? Answer, every Shacharit, the Boker, every morning and evening in the Erev, to ensure that the Esh, the fire, never went out. So that continual fire referred to as the Esh Tami, the continual fire. Question number 7, what was the first task of the daily avodah, the daily service at the Mishkan? What was the first task? The first task was to tend the fire, to tend the Esh at the Mizbeach, at the altar, and to remove the accumulated ashes each morning, the Terumat HaDeshen. The priest, the Kohen, had to wear his ceremonial clothes when he removed the ashes, but he changed into plain clothes when he left HaMishkan. So when the priest came to serve, part of their service was to put on the proper garments and to serve in those garments. But when they left, they put on plain clothes and they left the holy garments within the sanctuary. They were told that they were not to sanctify the people by their garments, you know, which brings an interesting kind of statement to, you know, the rabbis in the marketplace that like to be called rabbis. You know, they should leave that behind in the mikurab, in the moed, in the synagogue, in the, you know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting right there where the priests, the garments are part of their ordination. It's a part of their service. They could not serve without the proper garments according to the Torah Moshe. Question number eight right here. What was required of the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen, the priest, Gadol, HaGadol, the big priest, the high priest, every morning and evening. Well, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, the Moshiach, the anointed, had to offer mincha, grain offering, had to offer grain offering upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar twice a day, in the morning, Shacharit, and in the Erev, in the evening. Question number 9, what was forbidden to be offered with mincha? With the mincha, with the grain offering. What was forbidden to be offered with the mincha? Chametz, leaven, and devash, and honey. So chametz, devash, and honey, leaven and honey, yeast and honey, was forbidden, since both of these, yeast and honey, induce fermentation. That is a sign of decay and death. There are two exceptions. There are only two exceptions in the Torah Moshe. There are only two exceptions in the
Torah. Question number 10. What additional ingredient was added to all offerings, all the korbanot, and lama? For what? Why? Melach. Melach. What is melach? Melach is salt. Melach. Melach. Because it preserved the korban, and prevented rottening. Rottening also a sign of decay, and decay, as that sign symbolizes death. Question number 11. What is an olah? Olah. Olah. What's an olah offering? An olah offering, according to HaTorah, is a whole burnt, a completely burnt offering. More better, it's a male of the animal, a male whole burnt offering. As the Torah describes it in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9, quote, an ascending offering, an olah, ascending offering, a fire, ishe, a fire offering of a sweet savor, a sweet smell, layahua to Jehovah. Question number 12, what is a mincha? A mincha. What's a mincha offering? A mincha offering is an unleavened grain offering. The mincha, the meal offering, an unleavened grain offering that could be mixed with five different kinds of oil and spices. A portion of the grain, just like a handful, the azkara, a portion of the grain was burned on the mizbeach, and the rest was donated to the kohanim, to the priest. The grain offering was often given to the poor. Question number 13, Chaverim. What is special about the shelamim, the peace offerings, the well-being offering? What is special about the shelamim? What's special about the shelamim is that everyone, her body, benefited from it. For example, Hadam and the Chalev, the blood and the fat, went to the Mizbeach, symbolically to Elohim, to be just burnt, right? The breast and the thigh went to the Kohanim, to the priest. The hide and the flesh went to the owner for whatever use of the owner, but often the owner would share them with his family, his mishpacha, his family circle, his friends, in a communion, in a communal and a communal communion meal. Question number 14. What part of a animal, living creature sacrifice always, always belongs to Ha'ilahim, to the power? Answer, the fat, the chalev. Chalev, chaleb. The chalev or chalev, all the chaleb is Yahuwah's, according to Leviticus chapter 3, verse 11. Question number 15 right here, basic questions. What was done with the dam, in the Hebrew, dam, blood? What was done with the dam, right? In Amharic, we say dem, you know, same language, different dialect, dam or dem. What was done with the dam of the sacrificial animals? What was done with them? It was sprinkled around the Mizbeach. Sometimes it was applied to the horns of the Mizbeach, the altar. On the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, blood, dam, was applied to the horns of the Mizbeach of Aishans. So just on the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, was blood applied to the horns of the golden altar of Aishans inside the tabernacle, and dashed or sprinkled upon the Kapporet. The Kapporet is the mercy seat of the Aron HaBerit, of the Ark of the Covenant, seven times. Question number 16. What two animal products are forbidden, or in the Hebrew are asur? Asur. What two animal products are asur, forbidden to eat? HaTorah, the Torah, Jah's direct instruction states that we may not eat blood, dam, or chaleb, or fat. Question number 17. What is a Thanksgiving offering? What is a Thanksgiving offering? Thanksgiving offering, known in the Hebrew as a Torah, the Torah, Tawada offering, it's a type of the Shelamim, the peace offering, the well-being offering that's given in Torah, in thanks for deliverance. Today, there's the Birkat HaGomel. This is recited often in its place. You know, the blessing, you know, the blessing of good benefaction, you know, of something good. This is often what is given in place of that particular offering because of no place, no temple to offer. Now, according to the Midrash, in the days of HaMashiach and days of the Messiah, all sacrifices will be annulled except for the Torah, the Torah Korban, except for the thank offering. Again, according to ancient Yehudi Judaic teaching, the Midrash, in the days of Moshiach, all sacrifices will be annulled except for the Torah Tawada offering. Now, in a true context of the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant known as the New Testament, we can see that truly Yeshua HaMoshiach, you know, even in the language that even brothers like Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul brings forward to give the sacrifice of praise, right? Yes? So right there, just to prove that there, that's why Yeshua said that those other, you know, Rabbanim, rabbis that were fighting against the truth of his teaching were hypocrites. You know, they had the keys of the kingdom but did not enter in and rejected him in that day. So the Midrash states that in days of the Moshiach, right, all sacrifices will be annulled except for the thank offering. In fact, that has come about since 70 AD, right? Since 70 AD, except for the Tawada offering. Here. Question number 18. Is leaven, chametz, is leaven or yeast always forbidden? Is chametz always asor? Is it always forbidden in sacrifice? No. It was used, check it. It was used for the Torah, the Tawada, the thank offering, and also for the Tanufa, for the wave offering of the loaves during Shavuot, during harvest or Pentecoste, during Pentecost or Shavuot, during harvest. Question number 19. What was done with, quote, leftovers? What was done with leftovers of the animal sacrifices? They were to be burnt entirely on the Mizbeach, on the altar, after their, quote, expiration date. After their expiration date. So what was done with the leftovers of the animal sacrifice, they were burnt entirely on the altar after their expiration date. What was the expiration date for the offerings? One day and one night for the Chatat and Asham. The intervening night for free will, for the free will Shelamim, the free will peace offerings, the free will well-being offerings. Even the residue absorbed by the pot in which the meat was cooked becomes forbidden for consumption after the expiration date, but must be kashered. What is the kasher? Well, we get the kosher, but kasher in the Hebraic sense would be scalded. It had to be scalded, you know? Yeah. Question number 20. Do Kohanim, the priests, get to eat from all sin offerings, from all the chatat offering to the priests? Not at all. The priests do not get to eat from all chatat sin offering. Chatat
sin offerings whose blood, the dam, the blood is used to make kapar, a covering, atonement, kapar, in the holy place, in the Kodesh, are to be entirely burnt, are to become olah offerings, according to Leviticus 6 and 30. Question 21. What was HaKohen's portion? What was the priest's portion of the olah, of the ascension offering, the whole burnt offering? Question 21, what was the priest's portion? The priest's portion was the hide. The hide of the animal was given to HaKohen, who performed the sacrifice according to Leviticus 7 and 8. Question 22, can grain, wheat, flour, can grain be given as chatat offering, as a sin offering? Can grain be given as a chat offering? Yes, cane, con. Yes, though, the exception is, though no oil or frankincense may be mixed with the unleavened fine flour. So yes, grain can be given as a chatat, as a sin, a lack offering, yet on the condition that no oil or frankincense may be mixed with the unleavened fine flour. Question 23. When an animal was slaughtered or sacrificed, why were both hands, why was both hands placed on its head, on its rosh, on its head? When the animal was sacrificed, why was both hands? This was to symbolize that it is a substitute for the person who brought it. The laying on of hands is called the samika, samika, samika. And it's interesting, laying on the hands would almost be like, kind of like making that sort of majestic, the Trinity sign, so to speak, but one is laying their hands on and basically invoking the reason why they're giving the offering. It's like the old saying, if it was not for the grace of Yahuwah, there go I. You would be in place of that animal. So this is why both hands were placed on the head of the animal. Question 24, what is distinctive about a asham, a sham offering, a guilt offering, or sometimes translated as a trespass offering? What is distinctive about the guilt asham offering? Restitution. Restitution had to be made, and this was usually 20% or one-fifth. One-fifth, which says to add the fifth, along with the sacrifice. So in the asham offering, where one, they wrong their fellow, you know, their fellow Israelite, they both had to pay the Israelite the value of whatever it was, plus 20% of fifth of that, and on the same day to offer their sacrifice. They could not go to offer their sacrifice and not pay, you know, the one that they wronged, plus the restitution and the 20%. So this is also another sign of reconciling with God and man. It's not that, well, Jah forgives you what you did to your fellow, but how have you sought to make restitution, you know, specifically? So here, question number 25. What do the words clean in the Hebrew, tahor, tahor, like in Amharic, teru, but tahor, clean, and tamay, what does tahor and tamay mean, clean and unclean? Well, these terms, according to HaTorah, they are rite and ritual terms. They are rite and ritual terms, ritual acceptability regarding the performance of various commandments. It is important to note that they do not refer to physical cleanliness as much as meeting the conditions for participation in the rite and the ritual. So it's not really like people have like a mixed up kind of idea from counterfeit Christianity, but it's important to know that they do not refer to physical cleansiness as much as it refers to meeting the conditions for participation in the communal rite and the communal ritual. In post after the temple times, these concepts have been reassigned to what's known as the Toharat HaMishpacha, to like family purity, Toharat HaMishpacha, family purity, such as the Nida, the woman's time of the month, let's say menstruation, the use of the mikveh, the cleansing bath, the baptism, bath, mikveh, mikveh, 7 days after the flow ceases. You know, just to give an example. But what's interesting is that people point to that, but also speak about the man in a kind of a similar way. For a man or a woman to participate in the communal rites and ritual. Question number 26. Can a person in an unclean state eat of the sacrifices? Can a person in an unclean state? No. No. All who ate the sacrificial food had to be in a state of the rite and the ritual purity known as tahara. Tahara had to be in a clean state. Question 27. What was done with the dam, the blood, of the El HaMiluim, the ram of ordination, the ram of consecration, the ram of filling, the El HaMiluim? What was done with the blood? Its blood was applied to the right earlobe and the right thumb and the big right toe of those being installed, the Kohanim, right? Those being installed, the sons of Aharon, being installed to serve and to do service as Yahuwah's, as Jehovah's Kohanim, as his priest. Question number 28. Got, I think, one more. Yes. Question 28 right here, here, here. What is a wave offering called in Hebrew? We call the wave offering making the sign of the cross within the Brit Chadasha sense, but in the Hebrew of the Brit Hayashana, Old Testament, the Tanufa. Tanufa is an offering that is waved, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah in special offering. According to the ancient teaching, Menachot 62a, a tenufa was moved back and forth, up and down. So like really up and down towards the sanctuary and then towards oneself, and then from like the east to the west, that making of a sign of a cross. The tenufa was moved back and forth, up and down, to symbolize, right, the fact that it is being offered to Melech HaOlam, to the ruler, right, of the entire universe. So the four cardinal directions, to, fro, side, and side, making of the sign of the cross. First fruits, the first fruit wave offerings, tenufa offerings, they mark the beginning, of spring, like right now, the grain harvest, the Abib. The month is known as Abib in the Torah, called Nisan today, Abib. Abib is the barley harvest because it's one of the first to really shoot up. So the first fruit wave offerings mark the beginning of the spring grain harvest and the counting period between Pesach, between the Passover, the first of the three times of the year, and Shavuot, and the weeks, the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, meaning weeks, counting seven Shabbats complete, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So here we get the Omer, counting the growth of the crops from the first fruits offering that takes place in the Pesach time, and then the counting of seven Shabbat complete, and then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, which brings us to the first day, right, the Yom HaRishon, or what they call Sunday, the first day, and there we have Shavuot. So even Shavuot, or the ancient Hebrew Pentecost day, was observed right on the first day, right, of the Shavua. So the waving of the two loaves was a climax. That was a climax, that wave, the tenufa, right? In the Hebrew and Brit Hadash sense, was basically making the sign of the cross, the four cardinal directions, right, with your offering to Yahuwah Melech HaOlam, to he who be who he be, the ruler, right, HaOlamim, the ruler of the universe, universal ruler. So the waving two loaves at the climax of Pentecost Day, of harvest, of Shavuot. Lastly, but not leastly, basic question 29. What percentage of the 613, they call them laws, it's more like commandments, but so be it, laws, right, commandments, 613 commandments of HaTorah are given in the book of Leviticus? What percentage of the 613 laws, commandments, you know, also they include ordinances and even some judgments are commanded, you know, but what percentage of the 613? Over 40% are in this central book of HaTorah, the handbook of the priests, the handbook of the priesthood. So right here, some basic questions. Chabarim.
Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ.
All right, the law. Don't you know, Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Yes, yes. Yes, some of the basic questions right there. So what's different from even previously? We get the direction instructions to the people from the people perspective, and then we get an insight on what the priest's service, what the tribe of Levi, Halloween, the Levites, and in particular, HaKohanim. But here for some DT, just got three main DTs here, discussion, reasoning topics right here, as this is, you know, the Torah reading and feeding right here, the Medi, as we go into the prep time, prepping for Pesach here in the season. So the DT here for the RSS 25, 25th sabbatical study for Shabbat Tzal, Sabbath command, Senbet is a Zacho, by Marinian, the King of Kings Bible, Sabbath command them. DTs right here, discussion topic number one. The purpose of the sacrificial system in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary, was to draw people close to Ha'elohim, to the power. This involved a process of, quote, moving, end quote, moving from the realm of the Tamei, contaminated, the Tamei, the unclean, to the clean, to the Tahor, and from the clean, then from the clean, the Tahor, to the realm of the holy, the Kadosh. Again, the purpose of the Hebrew sacrificial system that we have in the Torah to Moshe, the Torah of Moses, in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary, was to draw Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, close to Ha'elohim, to Alahayim, to the source of the power. This involved a process of, quote, moving, making moves. Moving in what sense? Moving from the realm, from the sphere, the realm, from the cipher, so to speak, of the tameh, of the unclean, to the tahor, to the clean. And from the tahor, the clean, to the realm, the cipher of the kadosh, of the holy, of the set apart. In addition, many of the blood rites or rituals of the mizbeach, of the altar, they were intended, the intention that we have in the HaTorah was to bring kapara, kapara, from kapar, a covering, right, or ones will call an atonement, right, to bring kapara for chatiyat, for sin, for lack, for akri, and for asham, asham, for guilt and guiltiness. HaTorah, the Torah, makes it clear, John's direction, instruction makes it clear that the realm of the kadosh, of ha-kadosh, of the holy, must be separate from the realm of the tameh, of the contaminated, the unclean. And only those in a state of cleanness and clearness can therefore draw close to Ha'ilahim, to the power. Now, let's discuss on this particular DT discussion topic. Let's reason, come back with reason and discuss how the sacrificial death, therefore, of Rabbeinu Yeshua, Adonainu Yeshua, Yeshua HaMoshiach, functions as the way, HaDarek, as the way you and I and I, in the King of Kings Christ, can draw close to Elohim, Ha'ilahim Ha'ab, to Elohim the Father. So on this reasoning first topic of discussion, just keep this in mind, this process of moving, right? The process of coming from the tameh, being right and ritually unclean, to partake in that service. You know, when people say they serving, you know, I'm serving God. Yeah, are you serving him his way or your way? It's like what we had read about Hosea, and Hosea was at chapter 4, where it says that because you have forgotten the law, the Torah, right, of thy Elohim, you will be no priest to me. In the ordination of the Kohanim, he says, do this and like this and do this like that, so that they would be priests, right? They will be priests to me, right? So there's a context there. So that moving from the realm of the tameh, the unclean, to the tahor, to the clear, or the clean, and from the clean, the tahor, to the kadosh. So in other words, one can't go from the unclean to the kadosh. Maybe on the false, you know, assumptions, but you can't go from the unclean. One must go from the unclean to the clean, and then to the kadosh. So there is a process, right? That process. And what's interesting, when you look at even it laid out as a graph, we can see also that trinity, right? That trifoldness, that kind of fingerprint of Yahweh Eloheinu right there. Topic of discussion number two, right here. Second topic of discussion for the Shabbat Sao command. Consider how Aharon Ubanav and his sons, Banayo, or some might say Banav, his sons were consecrated, or Hebraically, filled. How they were filled, and their hands were filled to serve, to do the Avodah, as Ha'ilahim's chosen, as his chosen Kohanim, priests. First, they were washed with water. Then they were arrayed in holy garments, set apart garments. And then thirdly, they were anointed, they were Messiah, Moshiach, with the Shemen, they were anointed with oil. Next, they laid their hands on the head, the Rosh, of a Chatat, of a sin, a lack offering, and a whole burnt offering, an Ola, a sacrificial ram of consecration, of ordination, the Ayil HaMiluim, the ram of filling, was then slaughtered. and some of its dung, the blood, was applied to their right ear, their right thumb, and their big, right toes, right? The flesh of the ram was then waves. Remember that sign, four cardinal directions, waves, lifnei ha-mizbeach, before the altar, which is also four square, before being burnt up on the mizbeach, the altar. Its blood was then also mixed with anointing oil, with anointing the Messiah oil, and then sprinkled upon ha-kohanim, who then and only then ate its meat with unleavened bread before the mizbeach, before the altar. All this was a prelude, right? A prelude to the revelation of the Kavod Yahuwah, to the revelation of the glory of Jehovah in their midst. Discuss and may we reason on how this consecration, or more in the Hebrew sense, this filling, right, is a type or a word pick, a word picture of our avoda, our service as Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the Almighty's Kohanim, priest of the Brit Chadasha, of the new, of the renewed covenant. And here, lastly but not leastly, the third DT topic of discussion right here for Shabbat of here, immediately preceding here, the Pesach in the season. How do you and I reconcile? How can we reconcile the Torah's prohibition against drinking blood? How can we reconcile the Torah has a prohibition against drinking blood according to Leviticus chapter 7, verse 26 to 27, Leviticus chapter 17, verses 8 to 12, with Robeno, Adonenu, Ainai Rabbi, Ainai Master, Yeshua, HaMoshiach's statement, truly, Amen, Amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Bein Ha'adam, the son of man, the son of Adam, and drink Damo, his blood, you have no chai, no life in you, according to Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 53. How can we reconcile? Can this be reconciled now? The metaphor of, quote, eating his flesh, end quote, the Hebraicism, the metaphor of eating his flesh, it makes sense regarding his role as the Se Elohim, the Se Ha'elohim, as the Lamb, the Se Haseh, the Se Lamb of Ha'elohim, the Pesach that was to be eaten. But the analogy, some say, it might seem to fail in the case of drinking blood. So one can get the analogy about, okay, he's the lamb, right, according to the Hebraicism and the word pick, right, the spirit of, not the letter, but the spirit of, but what about this drinking blood thing? Now, let's compare Adonai Yeshua's statement that whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will rise him up on the last day, according to Yohanan, John chapter 6, verse 54, with his earlier statement, quote, this is the will of Abi, of my father, of Abi, that everyone who looks on Habain, on the son, and Ma'amin, and Amen's in him, should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, according to Yohanan chapter 6, verse 40. Also, just a reasoning here, compare Yeshua's statement, ever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood, abides in me, and I in him,
I, and other metaphors about abiding, mawahad, tawahido, abiding, dwelling in him, according to John, Yohanan, chapter 15, verses 4 to 6. Finally here, Chavarim, consider the prohibition, right, the prohibition of drinking blood that was given by, you could say, the first church called out assembly, the Yerushalayim, the Jerusalem church, the Jerusalem Kehillah, and the Yerushalayim Council that we have in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verse 29. So come. Make we reason on how you and I understand. How can we overstand these things right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, all praise be to the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Rastafari, a new name.
All right, the Lord. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no. Rastafari is the law.
First day psalm right here for a blessed, beautifully good first day. Melkam Ehud, Nemharik, you know, Shavuot Tov, a good seven, prepping for Pesach, looking forward to the fourth and the fifth particularly, but definitely to the third for some prep here on the ear, Jah willing, I and I live. So right here, rise up the chance.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
Earth and all her fullness, he made the world.
67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth,
by saving health, by saving health, by saving health, by saving health. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Shavua Tov. Shalom Chaverim Lehetaro. Shavua Tov. A good week, a strong week, a strong seven to come. Chaverim Lehetaro, till we meet again. Yes, I. Be well.